Well, she's the doyen of food writers in Melbourne and a member of our team of journalists. Rita Ehrlich has been covering the food scene for decades, and recently she went to Manjimup in Western Australia to see firsthand the black gold that they're digging up and getting to chefs worldwide within 48 hours. Rita spoke to Graham Kemmler earlier today.
Well, it's great to have someone in studio with me here at Travel Writers Radio. It doesn't always happen. We do a lot of work on the phone. But we have got the doyen of Melbourne food writers, maybe Australian, maybe Australasian, who knows, global food writing guru, Rita Ehrlich. Welcome, Rita.
Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Rita's a member of our association, the Professional Association of Lifestyle and Travel Writers. And, of course, under lifestyle is anything that you can eat, drink or... splash around in, I suppose.
Yes, or think about.
Think
even.
About.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you've just been in search of black gold.
I have.
Over in Western Australia. Over Did in you West... take your own truffle pig or what happened?
No. You wouldn't take your own because you train them. I've been to Manjimup.
Yeah.
Manjimup is about to be the truffle centre of the entire world.
Is that right?
Australia currently is the fourth largest truffle producing country.
Who are the others? France?
France,
Italy
and Spain.
And Spain, okay. Now, is it oak trees? Is that what they call trees?
Oaks and hazelnuts.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting about truffles? All sorts of things are interesting about truffles. The first is that they're a luxury product, like saffron.
Yep.
But like saffron, you don't need a huge amount.
Right.
So when you say to people, yeah, good truffles are about $2,000 a kilo, they go, yelp! But in fact, 10 to 15 grams makes a huge difference to a dish.
Right.
So it's not as nearly as expensive as it sounds. There's no recipe I know that says take 2 kilos of truffles.
Well, thank God for that. But I suppose a chef would be ordering that amount, wouldn't he?
Not more than a kilo. Well, normally not more than a kilo.
Right.
But,
okay.
But even so.
And is a kilo
now,
one or two truffles? Individually?
No, it depends. The really big ones might weigh 300.
Right.
The small ones might weigh 50 or 60 grams.
And there's white ones and black ones,
yes,
as
now,
I remember.
White ones only are found in Italy.
Yeah.
I have heard people say, oh, no, they grow in Hungary too. But I don't
believe believe that?
No, I don't.
Right.
Not
okay.
Really.
Never seen it in a book.
No. So, black truffles. Now, until very recently, and this is the news about it all, until very recently, black truffles were only found wild. They weren't cultivated.
Right.
And everyone said, no, can't be cultivated, can't be done. Well, it was done. And it was done by the New Zealanders and the Australians.
And so it would grow from a spore, would it?
It's fungal, and it grows on the roots of certain trees.
Right.
And it doesn't do anything to the tree, keeps it healthy. There's some other nice symbiosis going on.
Right.
So truffles ripen in winter.
Mm-hmm.
They're sniffed out by dogs.
Right.
Good human noses can sniff them out
too.
Do they
have to train the dog with a truffle?
Yes, they do. You have to train dogs, and then the nice thing happens that dogs also help in the training of other dogs.
Oh, do they?
And you need dogs who are good working dogs. You need dogs who are both able to work and willing to please.
And what brand of
breed of dog? Well, they vary. I've seen Australian shepherds.
Okay.
I met a truffle grower in France who desperately wanted an Australian shepherd, saying they're the brightest dogs he knows.
Mm.
Kelpies aren't perfect for the job because they're too vigorous.
What about like
Labradors?
Labs.
Loves Labs.
Yeah. Everyone. Have they got a good nose? What about the beagle or the ones they use at the airport?
I haven't met a beagle truffle hound yet, but in Italy they use Dalmatians. They used to use pigs. Now, I'm told the reason they use pigs is that there is something in the truffle that to a male pig smells like a female pig.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
He's keen to work.
Right.
But the danger with pigs is that they are very, very big.
Yeah.
And you can tell a lot of truffle growers because they're missing fingers. You've got growers trying to take the truffle from the pig.
Oh.
And pigs are too big. Whereas dogs will, a good dog won't dig it up, will tell you where the truffle is.
Yep.
We'll mark it. At the place I was at in Manjima, which was Stone Barn, the handlers went through, dropping a ribbon every time the dog said, "Yeah, this is the spot."
Right.
After that, some human goes round and does some very careful digging. And lifts out the truffle.
Okay.
The trick is to get really ripe truffles. I mean, not all truffles fetch high prices.
Okay.
The darker the truffle, the better the smell, the better the quality.
And do they sort of core the truffle to see what it's like
inside?
They
take a very, very slim bit off one end.
Okay. And they're round, aren't they?
They're round. Yeah, they're round. I've got a photograph somewhere of a truffle in a box full of eggs. And it looks like a black. We might
a black
post
egg.
That. Yeah, looks like a black egg.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, the thing about truffles is that they do two things for me.
Mm.
They have a flavour of their own, but they also intensify other flavours to the most extraordinary degree. So that sometimes you're not actually, as you say, oh, look, no, I can't taste truffle, but gee, this tastes good.
Mm.
Well, the reason this tastes good is the truffle.
I'm thinking, what have I had with truffle? I think I've had mashed potatoes.
Oh, that'd be good. Truffles adore anything with fat or any neutral flavour. So eggs, butter, pasta, truffles kind of smile broadly. Risotto with truffle is amazing.
Okay.
One of the growers I met at Oak Valley, which grows a huge amount of truffles and is set to grow much more, Fabio's wife does a lot of cooking for the school canteen, and she made risotto with black truffles for the kids one day.
Wow. And did they appreciate what
they did. This is a nice lady.
And a truffle, does it ever get served on its own, does it?
It does very, very occasionally to the super rich. Paul Bocuse used to do a dish that was truffles in pastry.
Okay.
You wrap the truffle in pastry and then cook it.
I suppose if you're Paul Bocuse, you can do whatever you like.
Yeah, you can do whatever you like. Just add a bit of butter and you're fine.
Yeah.
But it's best. I mean, I love eggs with scrambled eggs with truffles.
Right. And you just shave a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
Or you can grate. Does it actually get cooked or just?
No.
It's an adornment.
If you cook at too high a temperature, it loses everything.
Right.
A bit like saffron. If you boil saffron, it loses its flavour.
Right.
It loses its flavour, not its colour.
Oh, okay.
So that if you've got a microplane's about the best thing you can do.
Okay.
And just go like, which is safer than a truffle plane.
Right.
I nearly took my finger off with a truffle shaver.
Oh.
But microplane's much easier.
Yeah.
And they don't keep. They have a season. They're one of the great seasonal foods still.
Do you
winter.
Put them in the fridge once you've...
Yes, wrap them in kitchen paper, in a plastic bag, and use them within a week.
Okay. Well, if I come across one,
it's nearly
I'm blazing around an oak tree.
Just about the end of the season.
Okay.
So you might have to wait till next May.
Right.
All through Melbourne this year, there were truffle dinners. There will be even more truffle dinners next year.
Oh.
So you won't be able to move without tripping over a truffle dinner.
Oh,
in WA, they've got a festival called Truffle Kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm. That's a great name, isn't
great
it?
Great name.
And that was Rita Ehrlich with Graham Kemlow.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.